Okay, first, right off the bat, obviously some of the you guys lost some guys at guard last year in the spring. Obviously, that's going to put some more pressure on you. How are you reacting?
I don't feel that as any pressure put on. You know, I'm just here to play my game. You know, I put in the work, you know, all season, and I'm just ready to show it off.
Okay, now you're a sophomore. You got the whole first year thing out of the way. What's the biggest thing you think you've improved on, either on or off the court?
I feel like I try to improve my overall game, you know, especially from all aspects, from defense, offense, and, you know, getting stronger and just helping out the team, being a leader for the team.
Okay, could you talk about Taryn and Taylor's dynamic? What's it been like working with them? Obviously, as a guard, you probably work with them a lot. What's it like, you know, playing around with them at practice?
You know, it's always fun playing with Taylor. You know, definitely, he's a leader on the court, and I'm behind him 100%. You know, I've been trying to follow his footsteps, what he's been able to do, and that's just fun. It's fun. If you want to follow somebody in your footsteps, you see somebody as a leader on the court, you follow them, and that's just what makes the game that much funner.
Okay. You shared time at the point with Taylor last year. So far in practice, you know, what's been the breakdown of, you know, who's been running the point and who's been off at the two and stuff?
It's pretty much been the same. Like you said, just interchangeable. You know, we both have great speed and we both can play the one or the two. And I think it's interchangeable. We change that, and that's gonna mix a lot of teams up. So I feel like that's a good backcourt that we have.
Do you feel like you're more prepared to run the point this year with the year of the playbook? You know, in your experience?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I know the playbook now, and I feel like now I can, when the time comes now, I'm able to show it. I'm able to tell the freshmen and show them them the plays. So definitely, I feel like I have the plays under my book. I know what to expect, so I'll be all right.
Okay. Obviously, you just mentioned the freshmen. What have you noticed about them, either as a group or specifically?
I know they're all hard workers. They get down and they have ups and downs, just like I did. And I tell them all the time, hey, man, I was in your position. You're farther than I was when I got here, coming into the plays and being able to do this and expecting everything. So I tell them just to keep your head, you know, you'll be fine. It'll all come together during the season.
Okay, this is the last year for a lot of your teammates. Do you feel an extra intensity from a year ago, or is it about the same?
Definitely, you know, it's always extra intensity. We have seniors now, and this is their last year, and you know they definitely want to go out with a bang. And these seniors have been here for 4 or 5 years, ready to play and been playing, so they definitely have that much more intensity on us and ready to get it done.
Okay, the Big Ten is going to be tough, obviously, this year. Now that you've gone through a whole tour, who are some of the guys that you think are probably the toughest to guard and the toughest to play to go up against?
You know, in the Big Ten, there's always pretty much every team. You have somebody that's tough to guard. You know, in Michigan State, you have the guards and Kalen Lucas, and then Ohio State, you had Evan Turner last year. They got new guards coming in. You got them, and just Northwestern, you got shooters, and it's just every team has their own type of different defensive players you have to really guard. You know, Minnesota has their guards, and it's really, you know, just overall Big Ten.
Taylor mentioned that he's pretty close with Robbie Hummel. Is there anybody else in the league that you are pretty good friends with and that you keep in touch with?
You know, not really, because, you know, I'm kind of far away from home. I did have a friend that was at Minnesota, and he transferred. But other than that, you know, I'm just saying, like, you know, from time to time, you know, I talk to the guys, you know, from, hey, I played this year, how your team looking? And, but nothing that Taylor's been close. You know, soon I'll make those friends the longer I get here.
Okay. What does Sasha's injury do to you know, your offensive sets? And coach was saying you guys will probably be running more forwards and less of a traditional center. How does that affect you and the guards?
I don't know if it affects us a lot, but definitely I really miss Sasha. He was working hard in the offseason. He was one of my right-hand man, pretty much. He was both of us here. We were working hard, and he was there. I knew we had our own set plays, you know, ready for during pickup. But definitely that's a huge miss for us. But like I said, we're all great players, and we'll be able to adapt to the situations, and like you said, if we have to run forwards, and that's just what we'll be able to do.
Okay, what are some of the bigger things the coach has been keying on in practice and maybe off the court that you've really, you know, taken to the message?
Definitely, you know, obviously start off with Coach DeTellis, his main thing is defense, being able to protect our home court, but be able to protect our paint and help them contain the ball. So that's definitely a huge emphasis on defense. And I think that's a huge emphasis for us. If we contain the ball and be able to make steals and be able to get out and push, that'll help us out a tremendous amount.
Okay. Are there any non-conference teams you're excited to go up against this year? Obviously, you see all the teams in the Big Ten, but you got some new, like Mississippi is new on the schedule. Is there any trips you're excited to take or teams you're excited to see?
You know, I'm definitely ready to play against, you know, the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Last year I had a great game in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, so I enjoy it. You know, Maryland's a great team. They won the ACC, tied for the ACC last year. And, you know, Ole Miss will be good, too. It's kind of down south, and my family will be able to come. My family is planning on coming to that game, so that's always going to be good for me to be able to see my family and be able to play in front of them.
All right.